All right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Ron from Milwaukee.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, good morning. Well, I don't have a lot on my mind today except two things. One is two great guests today. I know Roger Quindell, and he's so knowledgeable and so active in the community, and he's got a world of experience, and he just makes a great guest.
Yeah, he's another friend of mine, but go ahead.
And the governor. I mean, Governor Evers is, he's getting dumped all over the place, just like Joe Biden, for all sorts of problems he supposedly created. But I think he's just diligently doing his job and saying, he's a modest, very straightforward guy. He's not your typical politician. He was a school teacher, and he comes across that way. And I think people perceive that as weakness. But I perceive it as, he's like a Dwight Eisenhower. He's a father figure. But there was the other thing I wanted to say was, I think you've arrived. And the reason I say that, Earl, is because now, recently, you seem to be getting more and more calls from these conservative Republican trolls. And that tells me that they've noticed you. And that's a good thing. I mean, they give you grief. But and I imagine some of them are from the Waukesha area because of the radio station beaming from Waukesha. But I think it's a good, and you handle things well, and I think you're within your rights to lose your temper a little bit with them when they just try to talk past you or change the issue to something else when you kind of pin them down. But more importantly, eventually at least some of those people are going to listen, and they're going to get it. They may be hard cases, and they may be trolls, but some of them are just citizens who have been taught a lot of other stuff from other sources, and they're listening to you. And I thought it's the long game, history, the long cycle of history. It's it bends towards justice slowly, but it bends that way.
First off, Ron, I'm honored that for anybody who takes the time out to listen to me, because I'm nobody special. And I'm your average guy who's been given an opportunity to do radio. And so, I'm not a guy who's been trained in radio. This is just a blessing that I get. But the fact that you would call in and share your thoughts really mattered to me. But also when others, even conservatives, call and chime in. Because I'm not your average radio talk show host. This is not about me. And anybody who listens to me over the air will notice one thing. He's not on there just talking about himself. He's not on there just talking about how great he is. I think good radio is having guests on, interesting people, and allowing the listening audience to weigh in. I could come in here and talk. My wife will tell you this. She can wake me. You can wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'll talk from now until 10 p.m. It's just who I am. But that's not what I think makes interesting radio. And I've listened to talk radio for almost, I'm 67. Soon to be 68, I've listened to talk radio for over 50 years. So I know what I think makes sense because I know what I used to like to hear. I mean, I got to tell you, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh when I was, 20 years old, 21 years old. So I've listened to talk radio. You are right about the fact that, and unlike, I don't know if you're aware of it, but I used to call Charlie Sykes, Mark Belling, Jay Weber, Vicki McKenna. I used to call those people almost daily. This is how I got into talk radio, doing what people do when they call this show. And I would trouble them constantly. And somebody said, hey, I think you would make a good talk show host. So I became a fill-in. And as they say, the rest is history. But it is because of the dialogue, give and take, Ron, that I think makes good talk radio. And I don't lose, if you've listened to me enough, I rarely lose my composure or cool. But when you get a guy who keeps disrespecting the fact that we allow everybody on the air and they're going to control the narrative, we're going to talk about what they want to talk about. And that would never happen on conservative talk radio. First off, they get their 2 minutes. If they got that, they would be screened, and then maybe they wouldn't even get on. We don't do that here. Not just me, but no show on these airwaves do that. That's what makes this radio station and the Devils different than any other, is that we welcome differing views.
Well, it comes across to me, and I have had a little bit of experience in radio and radio announcing, but it comes across to me, the station and your show and the other guys I get a chance to listen to, as authentic. I mean, it's more of a conversation, and dang, that's what we need in this country. More conversation, a lot less pontificating, and, you know, you listen to me, and I listen to you, and then, you know, we do it again.
Yes.
Not this, you know, I've got these talking points, and I'm going to get through them, and if you say A, I'm going to say B. It's like, it's not a debate. It's not a formal debate, and it's a good thing for them, because if there was a debate referee scoring these guys, you'd throw them out, you know? He'd say, you just changed the subject. You can't talk about it. You just uttered an ad hominem and diss this guy for what he believes. That's not a formal debate. You're out of here. Luckily, you know, you ultimately, I think you're pretty good at talking him down or letting him say things and then moving on to the next thing. So I'm belaboring the point, but I just want you to know I appreciate it.
Hey, Ron, I'm honored. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, for all of you, you know, every time I come in here, I understand the gravity of it. The fact that somebody believes enough in me, the owners of this radio station, to put me before this microphone and the listening audience, as vast as it is, and does not tell me what I can talk about and what I can't talk about, and has enough faith and trust in me that I'm not going to say something that's going to cause them to lose their license. And so that's where it is. Now, you know, had they caught me early on in life, you know, it might have not worked. But they've caught me at a time in my life where I know who I am. And I know what is important to me is what's important to the average person, because I'm an average person. And so that's what this show is always going to be about. It's always going to be about what's in the best interest of the average person. There are enough radio stations and channels and television and all those things that are there for the wealthiest amongst us. What we need is more stations and more conversations about what's in the best interest of the least of these, my people. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll return on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.